Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Cup Update for Friday, the 7th of January, the last one of the week. It's our fourth week doing this show. I hope you've enjoyed it throughout the week as it's gone on. If you've enjoyed it, let me know. If you haven't, absolutely let me know. If you're in here and you're watching, please hit the like button. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. And if you want to hit the share button and share it across your social media, you're more than welcome to do that as well. You're all very welcome on this Friday afternoon. Get this out of the way and then we can all go and enjoy our weekend. Few bits to talk about today. There is a few bits to talk about today. We'll start off with Philippe Coutinho. We had a big chat about him on the quiz the other night and another small one as well yesterday. He has joined Aston Villa on loan until the end of the season. More or less expected, let's be honest. It was more or less expected. We did have a little chat about would Liverpool be interested and stuff like that. Where would he fit? The overall feeling was that he would not be going to Liverpool, but it's been confirmed he's gone to Aston Villa, and that puts to bed, I think, any thoughts of Philippe Coutinho ever coming back to play for Liverpool. So that's that one done, and Steven Gerrard has got his man, and I think it's one that'll work out at Villa. I think Gerrard will give him all the opportunity to regain some form and show what he's made of there. So that is where Philippe Coutinho has ended up. Some links today to different players. I will start off by saying they're links. They're things that are put out there. They don't look like they have a massive amount of foundation. What I like to do here is bring them up, talk about them. And if it was to happen, or if, you know, interest became firmer, I suppose, or we're on a more solid foundation, how would he sue Liverpool, and what way do you think it would go? So the first one I want to talk about is Tchouaméni at, and I hope I'm saying that right, I asked Keith earlier how I pronounce his name, he said Tchouaméni, the midfielder from Monaco. This has been reported by David Ornstein that Liverpool and I think Manchester United are interested in this player. Very, very highly rated Monaco midfielder. I'm not too sure on his contract situation, but he has been linked with Liverpool and Manchester United this morning. It's another midfield link. It's one of those, isn't it, where, you know, you've seen Zakaria being linked and you see now Tchouaméni being linked. Is there anything in this, or is it just a case of names being thrown around? If anybody has watched a lot of this player, let me know. Let me know what you think. James LFC asks, are we linked with Ronald McDonald? Yeah, not yet, but it could happen in the coming weeks. But Tchouaméni, let me know what you think, because I've seen people on Twitter today highly rating him, and some going, haven't really seen him play, but he seems to be very, very highly rated. He's at Monaco. I think the fee is probably somewhere between 35 and 40 million pounds, so that's how high he's rated. TC says, yes, I'm actually on live for once. These afternoon shows, our boss. Thanks a million, mate. That's one good bit of feedback. Alex reckons Tchouaméni has Chelsea written all over him. We'll have to wait and see. David Lennon wants to bring back Adam Lallana, clearly on drugs this afternoon. Fair play to David. Bejan says, blessings to all. Blessings to you too, my friend. An absolute regular on this channel and viewing every day of the week. At this stage, we keep him up late, I think. I think Brady isn't the one. We may keep him up late, or maybe it's early. I'm not too sure. But look, that's the force link that's come out today. Tchouaméni from Monaco. Let me know what you think. But at the moment, it's a link where Liverpool and Manchester United are being linked with a move from. Again, it's kind of caveated with, could have happened in January, maybe one for the summer. But I'm kind of sick of this stuff waiting to the summer. You know what I mean? It seems like people are putting stuff out there and covering their arse by saying, but maybe one for the summer. Lakers says, keep up the great work, Gav. Really handy little show. I've got loads of feedback on it with regards to could I do this and could I do that. I am going to, over the weekend, look into bits and pieces that I could do with this show. Just add little bits into it just to keep it going as we go along. But I'll fill you in on that next week, if that's okay. Bejan said, it's a lovely morning. In I don't know where he is, but he said it's a lovely morning. Let me know where you're up. Garmax says backups are a waste of time at the moment. I don't know. Like, you tell me, Tchouaméni comes in. Is he a backup? You know, and I hate that word. I hate that word backup. You want players that come in and you want them to come in and be absolutely gunning to get into the team. None of this, there's a front three and a backup, there's a midfield three and a backup. David Lennon's playing golf tomorrow and he's nervous. I'm playing golf tomorrow as well. Fingers crossed. I've only tried to book golf four times over Christmas and every day it's been called off for frozen golf courses, waterlogged golf courses. So there's snow up in where he is at the moment. There was a bit of snow here this morning. It's cleared off now. It's kind of a wet, miserable day. Jamie Holmes says these shows break up my afternoon nicely, Gav. Great work. Yeah, listen, if you, that's brilliant. And if you want to come on one day and break it up a little bit more, you're more than welcome. Daniel Dawson, Gav, loving this early show on transfers. Can't see us doing much ins or outs. Keep up the great work. I agree with you, Daniel. I do agree with you that we won't do many ins and outs, but these names are coming up and that's what's in the news. You know, if, you know, we're going to talk about the FA Cup in a little bit, that's also in the news. But what's in the news at the moment is players being linked with Liverpool by people in the media. So I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're any way concrete. I'm not saying we're going to sign any of them. But they're names that you like to throw up and throw out there and see what people think. Cav Oldham says he's just finished watching the Premier League years 10-11. God, we've come so far. Jesus Christ. What have you done? What sort of punishment? That's a punishment for something you've done wrong. Let us know what you've done wrong, because that's that's awful. C. Howard says, I never get to listen live, but I'll also listen the next day. Keep up the great work. Yeah, cheers. Look, it looks like people are enjoying these shows. And as I said, I'm going to try add little segments in throughout the week, starting from next week, just to break it up a little bit and keep us going with regards to news. But the key thing is that we keep talking about what's going on with Liverpool, whether it's links or on the pitch, off the pitch, anything that comes up. And in fairness, the lads around the day trippers send me loads of stuff every day. And that keeps me going as well. But the chat is huge when it comes to comments and picking up on stuff and going from there. Jamie can't join the day because he's meant to be walking, in inverted commas. Can't give the game away to my boss. Could you not do it with a balaclava on or something? You'd be grand. No one will know it's you. And we call you Mick. Vardy's out for 8 weeks, hamstring. Johnny Evans out till April. That's some news there for Georgie, the Leicester fan that watches every day. That might make Leicester go into the market. That might make Leicester go into the market. If Vardy's out for 8 weeks and Johnny Evans out till April. Johnny Evans is not getting any younger. And he seems to be picking up more injuries. I could be wrong. That could be his first injury in 4 years. But to me, in my head, he seems to be picking up more and more niggles, I suppose, but that's a serious one if he's out until April. Nat Phillips, we were talking about him yesterday. We were talking about the fact that it's an open secret, isn't it, really, that you know, he's looking to get away from Liverpool. I don't think he's looking to get away, like he's banging to get out the door, but he would like more football, and if the chance come up to play more regular football and a move that suited him and Liverpool Football Club could happen, he will be open to it, and I think Liverpool will be open to it as well. It turns out, reports this morning, that it was Watford that made the £7 million bid for him in the last couple of days. There was rumour that Newcastle were involved as well. I wouldn't say that £7 million was entertained in any way, but again, it's always an opening gambit, isn't it? £7 million goes to 10, you go to 12 with add-ons. I think Liverpool's magic number on that might be somewhere close to £15 million, and I think most of the people in the chat yesterday agreed that, you know, 15 million for that age of defender that has shown he can play in the Premier League is more than fair. So we'll have to wait and see on that. But I expect with Nat Phillips for more bids to come in, even from Watford or other clubs, because there's a bid out there. So other clubs know there's a bid out there and they know where they stand. If that bid is being torn down, they know, look, seven's not going to do it. What can we go to? Let's test the waters with 10. So it's one of those. But Nat Phillips, linked with Watford, apparently they made a £7 million bid and it has been torn down by Liverpool. I'm not even sure if it would be torn down or entertained, but £7 million seemed to be the figure. Just on the Leicester news there with Vardy and Johnny Evans being out, David Ennis says Daka is quality. Didn't he pick up an injury as well? It might have been against us in the League Cup, but he looks, honestly, he turned on the afterburners at Anfield there early in the game and I was like, wow. He has some serious pace, and you know, it's his fourth season in England and it's been a bit stop start with getting in the team because Vardy is so good, you know, but Vardy's not getting any younger either. It might be a big chance if Daka shakes off that injury to establish himself more in these 8-10 weeks or whatever it is that Vardy's off. So it'll be interesting one there. Mark says 15 million for Nat and sell. Yeah, I think 15 million, I think 15 million is fair. Garmack reckons some La Liga sides are interested in Nat Phillips. Yeah, I listen, he just defends. And it doesn't matter where you play if you just defend. You know, if you're looking for a cultured ball-playing centre-half, you know, or if he thinks himself as that, or a club are out there looking for something like that, you're going to pay way more money and you're going to, he's only going to fit in a certain amount of sides. Albeit he will fit in a certain amount of sides because of the style of defender he is, but he's not too bad in the ball. He's not the quickest in the world, but he defends really well. He's aggressive. He's learned, I feel, over the last year when to attack balls, when to stand off. So it's one of those where yeah, I think he will get a move. I think I wouldn't be doing Watford. I'll just say that much. Gav, who do you think our number one target in midfield is? Says Ali. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Gravenbach seems to be a huge name in, you know, amongst Liverpool fans from Ajax. Zakaria looks like more of a player that can come in and play a couple of positions, but again, push in those positions. But it's anyone's guess. Jamie says, I find it mad. It appears we might be willing to let players go without the intention of bringing in any replacements. Seems a big risk. We said it yesterday, we get on to Divock Origi in a bit, but if Divock Origi leaves, you definitely have to sign someone. You have to. And that's the start of your revamp of the squad, if you like. It's one of those where you say, Divock's gone, we're bringing someone in, but you have to bring someone in. That's huge. And I keep repeating myself, so. But I can't see us letting... They'll either do one or two things. They'll either stick with what they have, or I think they try and move one in. And if they move one out, they have to bring one in. They have to do like for like. You can't be going down in numbers in the squad. And I include the likes of Nat Phillips as maybe a different one because of the amount of centre-halves we have now, as opposed to last season when there was just none. But if Rigi goes, you have to replace someone. If Nico Williams goes, you have to bring someone in. It's gone past the stage of relying on Milner, I think, especially with the situation in midfield. But we'll see how it goes. Danjuma, Villarreal, winger. And the word monitored has come up with this lad. And I don't like that one either. I don't like monitored and I don't like backup. But Danjuma has come up. Villarreal, €75 million is the rumoured number on it. Talks is that he is being monitored by Liverpool about a possible move. Now, his name come up, I think it might be Monday or Tuesday show, and it was like his name was thrown out there, and now there's a number gone on top of it, like €75 million. I really like this player. And Luis Diaz, I don't know as much of, but I've heard more about, if you get me. I've heard a lot of people going on about Luis Diaz, highly, highly rating. And we'll get on to him in a couple of minutes. Whereas this guy, I've seen play a little bit more. And I just like him. I like how he's built, speed, his control on the ball, his ability to commit defenders, get good balls in the box. I watched some highlights of him playing for Holland going back maybe a couple of months ago, might have been the last international break, playing left side of midfield, and he's turning defenders inside out, and he puts so many good balls in the box that Holland just didn't capitalise on. I really like him. 75 million is the buyout, so says Kev O'Sullivan, half it, and it's still expensive, which would be 35 to 40. But the age he's at, and the experience he has, he was at Bournemouth, wasn't he? He's at Villarreal, he's been playing in the Champions League. He will still continue in the Champions League. I think they went in, yeah, they did go through in the group, or the United's group. And it's, for me, I don't know how much is in it, because Villarreal will look to hold on to him, because they're in the Champions League. And you have to take other clubs' perspective and their goals into consideration. But let me know what people think of him. It's 75 million euros is the buyout. So if you went in with 40 million pounds, 45 million euros, what do you think? You know, is he good enough? Has he got the potential? Because the names you're seeing coming out are not out and out strikers. They're not Vlahovic. We haven't been in that conversation. Spurs and Arsenal on the English side of things have been in that conversation. You may see City come into that at some stage. But when you look at Luis Diaz and you look at Danjuma, they're both left-sided midfielders. Both predominantly right-footed, play on the left, and it's Sadio Mane territory. And I'm kind of all for it. I'm not slagging off Sadio Mane, but I am saying if I bring someone in that absolutely challenges Sadio Mane and looks to be a successor in the next year to 18 months, I'm absolutely all over that. So let me know what you think of Danjuma. Bournemouth paid 48 million. Remind me how good our transfer committee is. Yeah, Red Steve, he was at Bournemouth. He's at Villarreal now. But look, it's one of those where he's gone on. He's really progressed at Villarreal. And when people progress, the price goes up. It's as simple as that. It's how the world works. Has he dramatically improved? Asked Cav. Why wouldn't we get him before his move to Spain? Our scouting goes on for months, years even. Yeah, but look, players develop at different times. You know, players come out and you go, he's not bad, and then bang, you know, he's unbelievable. You know, the sort of way, Jota being one of those. I think he's a good example of that. But let me know what you think. It probably, if it was a realistic thing where we go in from, you're probably looking at 40 to 45 million pounds, I think. Gav, did you see ITV tweet the Jimmy Chiari on goal versus Burnley? The cheek, he has one more European Champions League winners medals than certain oil states. I didn't see that, and Dicko, I didn't. I don't pay an awful lot of attention to Twitter. I go on a couple of times a day, have a scroll through, see what's going on. And I'm usually talking about Peppa Pig and stuff on that, like that on there, and mad stuff. Like this week, the big thing for me has been the old RTE football coverage with Johnny Giles and Eamon Dunphy, and it's absolutely insane stuff. It's absolutely brilliant. Just moving on, the FA Cup this weekend, home to Shrewsbury. It's been announced this morning. I think it was Maddock was maybe one of the first ones out with it. The AXA Training Centre is back open after stuff has got under control. When they use the word stuff has got under control, what you can take from that is that they've a lot of cases, they've moved everyone out, they've tested them, they're okay, they've left it for 48 hours and they're bringing them back in. That's what they've done, you know. It looks like some under 18s will be drafted in to train and possibly play on Sunday. The Shrewsbury game is most definitely on again in the FA Cup. That's most definitely going to be played on Sunday. I've seen some Arsenal fans go, oh, you got a call off and all of a sudden it's okay. Well, you'll see come Sunday. Pay no attention. It's still going on from Arsenal fans, and it's all being explained. It's very fucking simple what's happened. And we go on from there. But when it comes to the Sunday, Klopp may be back for that. They're saying he may be back. But at the moment, Peter Kravitz will take training for probably today, and if they do a light session tomorrow, he is taking training, but Klopp may be back. That game does definitely go ahead. And under 18s players have been drafted in, I think, to participate in training, but you may see some of them at the weekend against Shrewsbury. So it's one of those. more focus is being put on us cancelling a game than City signing a sponsorship deal with themselves. It's a mad world they live in. Yeah, I've seen a hotel group, and I've seen some renewable energy group, and I don't know, it might be all tired. It might be all tired to who owns City. I'm just literally waiting for New York FC to sponsor City. That's what I'm waiting on. You can be assistant, says Aunt Dicko. At the match? No, I'll just watch it if you're all right. Gav, do you still think, in your opinion, we don't need a genuine number nine, given the way opposition have played against us the last 2 years? Would a number nine not give us a new dimension, like a Vlahovic? Yes. Yes, I think he would. I'm up for a proper number nine. I said this a while ago, and it's probably when Vlahovic's name came up. The perfect one is Erling Haaland. He'd run a muck on air side. He'd run a muck on air side, even if he played on the break, or if he played mad end-to-end football, or teams camped in, I think he'd absolutely run a muck. But I'm all for good players, and I'm all for having good options. The way I kind of look at it at the moment is, I'm getting the feeling that Firmino gets an extension. And him and Jota void for the middle of the pitch. I also think that the next signing that might come in might be around the Mane area. That's where I'm kind of leaning towards. But I'm not an expert on this. That's just my own feeling on it. But if you told me that you could get Vlahovic, I'd absolutely do it. And basically, put it this way. If you have Mane, Salah, Firmino, Jota, Vlahovic, and you have an issue trying to find three of them to play every week out of that five, stop doing the football thing, because you've loads and loads of quality there. That's what you want, not backups. You want quality, absolute quality. And if you can get that, you're absolutely flying. Haaland's agent is a massive bell end, though, says Garrett. Yeah, listen, that's not going to happen. He wants phenomenal money. Well, Dortmund, it's a £250 million deal. That's basically what it is when you pay him. And I think his father wants some money, and I think his agent wants some money, and there'll be all sorts of stuff. We're in a contract then about him. He could probably leave in 3 years, and you know, we'll get a load of money for him. But I don't see Erling Haaland coming into Liverpool and saying, you know what, I've made it, this is where I want to be. I think of Erling Haaland, and that's no disrespect to Liverpool or probably any club in England. I think the overall feeling is that he would go and end up at Real Madrid or Barcelona for mega money. And his agent definitely wants this move and one more, I feel, to absolutely maximise what his agent and others can make out of that player. But we'll have to wait and see. Kieran Trippier has completed his move to Newcastle. Eddie Howe, I was laughing a bit at Eddie Howe earlier though, because he says, I know him well from my time at Burnley. He was there about 3 weeks. About 10 years ago, so he knows him a lot about that. I'm presuming Kieran Trippier has, you know, developed in them 10 years, so stuff like that. He said about leadership qualities and stuff like that, which is fair enough, but some of the comments out of him, I did laugh at Eddie Howe, especially when he mentions his time at Burnley, because it's just insane. Cav says a rumour is Lewandowski wants to leave, won't for a transfer strategy because of the age, but he would be perfect. A year of Lewandowski would be great. Absolutely great. Dan Bailey asked Bellingham this summer, is it's a lot of money on Bellingham. It's a lot of money. But I'll go back to it. All the word coming out in the summer was that Liverpool look at 2022 is the year that they start to rebuild the squad. And they have to do it. It's not like I'm not saying the players aren't good enough, but they're not getting any younger. They're not getting any younger. You know what I mean? So it's one way you do have to start looking to the future, and you have to do it at some stage, and you have to coincide that with the fact that Jurgen Klopp is going to leave the club in 2.5 years. So what do we do? I'll tell you what we do. We pump it all behind Jurgen Klopp. He's the best thing that's come out. He's the best manager of Liverpool for me since Paisley. So we'll have to wait and see. Is Trippier really that good? Says Gary Mack. Yeah, he's a really good right back. He is a really good right back. He's very good. He's very good defensively. He gets forward really well. Good set piece on him. He's England's best player in the 2018 World Cup for me. And people would say, well, that was 4 years ago. Yeah, it was. But he's 31, and he's not a young player. He's not a massively old player. But he'll bring a lot of experience to Newcastle. He'll bring an extra dimension from right back, because I feel that even though I think Eddie Howe does want his fullbacks to to get forward and be part of that game. And I think he suits them well. And for that sort of money, I think it's a really good deal for Newcastle. And Trippier gets a load of money for in his last big contract of his career. So it's all good. It makes sense in a financial sense for Newcastle and Trippier, and in a football sense for both as well. So it's good. It's a good deal for them. The Athletic reporter, Divock Origi, is not for sale. And it will take something special to make that change. I don't agree with that. We know in the summer, last summer, 20 million was the number on Divock Origi, and it's not going to go up. It's going to come down. But I do think if they got 15 to 20 on a deal for Divock Origi, they'd let it happen. The only thing is they'd have to pull the trigger on something that they may be looking at with regards to a replacement and a player that they have been monitoring or looking or assessing or scouting or whatever that might be. But as I said earlier in the show, if you're gonna do a rig, you have to be willing to pull the trigger on something, and it has to be something big. It has to be something that is better than Divock Origi, and someone that's genuinely going to be around this squad in 2 years' time, and being one of the first names on the team sheet. That's for me. That's what I think. But I don't agree with it. It takes something special. And I don't agree that he's not for sale. I think if a proper offer comes in for Divock Origi, I think it'll be accepted. But the only thing that might hamper it is us being able to pull the trigger on something else. And I'm doing all this, I'm talking that, and I'm giving my opinion, and I'm very aware that people just go, we're not signing anyone. And we might not. But, you know, for A to happen, or A to happen, you have to look at B and C and stuff like that. So we're just here, we're just having the chat as to what might happen, what we think might happen. That's what I think might happen. I think it's clear from Liverpool's, the way it was in the summer, and the comments are more key from Jurgen Klopp over the last couple of weeks with regards to Divock Origi. He couldn't understand how nobody came near him last summer for him. So that looks like he was looking for somebody to come near him for Divock Origi. But then again, some fans would just expect us to go and pull the trigger on a player and get him in and then say, right, let's get rid of Origi. It will lessen your hand when you're trying to sell him, but, you know, you do 10 to 12 million, you probably lose 2 or 3 million on a deal for Origi. Is it worth it? I don't know. You'll have to wait and see. But I don't agree with that he's not for sale, and I don't agree that it'll take something special unless the Athletic consider £15 million as special. That's just my opinion, though. Luis Diaz, the name came up earlier in the week. There was a bit more report yesterday. We had a big deep dive into him, didn't we? Not a deep dive, but we had a fairly lengthy conversation or chat about him yesterday. And it's kind of not gathering pace, but more and more people are giving their opinion on it. Vickery is the latest. You know, I think he was speaking to Sky, and he said, look, they signed him for £6 million, Porto. A Colombian winger, plays off the left hand side, right footed, likes cutting in. You know, we know who Luis Diaz is. Vickery feels that he's going to, if he arrives at Liverpool, he will be seen as the Mane replacement. Now, he also says that, you know, they might look to get him in now to replace Mane while he's at the AFCON. Mane's going to miss 2 games. You're not doing a signing to cover for 2 games. You're doing a signing to look way into the future. But Vickery also feels that he overall will be the Mane replacement. And if it's going to happen, he feels if it's going to happen, it would happen in this window. I don't know why he feels that. Like James Bennion says, Porter in huge financial trouble as well. That may be an issue. Or if it gets to the summer, maybe more teams come in looking and maybe Liverpool get priced over. So that's why Vickery probably feels that if it's going to happen with Liverpool, it will happen now. And he even says in the coming days. So we'll have, there's one there that we'll have to absolutely keep an eye on as we go along. That's basically it. That's all that's been happening with Liverpool. Arsenal Faloy says Origi is welcome at Arsenal. Origi will score you goals if you get him in goal scoring positions. He will. It's It's just that he looks very lazy at times, like he's not really that interested. So look, it's one of those, but I think someone would take, if you take a punt at Rigi, keep him fit and you give him 30 league games a season, he will come back with 15 to 20 goals. That's my opinion in certain teams as well. I think teams that maybe look to play on the break, get in behind teams a bit more, I think it suits them. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see on Origi. Tom Connolly says, new daily show is a great idea, Gav. I'm watching almost live as I missed the start, so I'm on an 11-minute lag. Keep up the good work. Okay, Tom. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And as I said, we've started that this week, and we're going to do it forever. Like, you know, as long as we can. It's not just a January thing where we jump in and talk about transfers. We're going to do it into February, March, April, May. We're going to do it right through and through the summer then as well. With daily news around Liverpool. It may change at times. It may change at times because, you know, there might be no news. We might come on and do a segment on something, or we might have a look back at stuff and whatever we want to. But if you're in the chat and you want us to talk about certain things, absolutely throw it in the comments afterwards. A guy threw us something in the comments yesterday. I think his name was Keane. He threw something in the comments yesterday. I replied to him and I've taken a note of it. And I'm going to try to do something on his recommendation starting from next week. So we'll be back on next week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. We do about half an hour. That's all we're going to look at. We're not going to hold you for too long every day. And we're just going to bring you bits that we see on social media, in the media, newspapers, wherever it might be, and bring it to you. It can be stuff around training, matches, you know, transfers, anything at all, we're going to bring it to you. That's about it, I think. Hit the like button on your way out. If you haven't subscribed already, make sure you do that. And if you want to share it across your social media, make sure you do that too. Tonight is Sports Unplugged with Kev and Chris. I think they're going to have a look at the African Nations. We have had a lot of people ask us how we feel on the African Nations, who could win it, who could be the surprise package, who just won't be anywhere near it, despite being tipped. And go and check them out at 10 o'clock tonight, Sports Unplugged. Sunday, the game is on, so we'll be here straight after full-time. Me and Kev, hopefully, we're a full-time Reds, and we'll be definitely the fatback four on Sunday at 10 p.m. And then we're back into next Monday, and as we do these daily shows, we'll keep you up to date as to what's going to be happening as we walk through the week. Thanks a million. It's been great. Alan C says, I need a chat about the best Irish beers. Only see you at Guinness. Only see Guinness in Liverpool. I go through phases, Alan. So I'll be Guinness. I was on Heineken, I think, the other night. Whatever comes my way, buddy, I'm being honest with you. But we'll have a chat on Sunday. We might have a chat about some beers on Sunday night. James Benyon, just a quick one on tonight. He says Senegal to capitulate again. When's the Man on Footy show, Gav? That's coming back next week as well. That's coming back next Monday and next Thursday. So, Jesus, I'm only realising how much I have to do now. These are filling me with fear now is too much I have to get done. But look, it's been really good. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Go and watch Liverpool. Hopefully watch Liverpool on Sunday. And we'll talk to you soon. Over and out. Sports Social Podcast Network.